Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Episode 392, Living a Low-Tox Life Frugally with Alex Stewart.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And today we are having a really fun conversation with a really fun woman.
Alex is phenomenal. She had us on her show, which I think is going to come out after this podcast episode. Mm-hmm. But we just got to get a sense of how approachable and kind and helpful and informative she is on this, especially for someone just beginning to dabble with the idea of low tox. So We love reducing barriers to entry on especially things that can save us money.
Absolutely.
Like this.
Yeah. And there's so many benefits to reducing quote unquote toxins or whatever, or just living a little more naturally. And we cover some of the financial benefits. We also have a little tangent during the episode. But it's definitely one of those radical middle type episodes. It's take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but try new things to get new results.
But first, this episode is brought to you by granola. Granola bars, granola and yogurt, being granola. When all of our crunchy ways catch up to us and lead us to low spend, let's put that extra bits of savings into a high yield checking account. We really love CIT. I, Jill, personally have an account with CIT. They have, right now, they're offering 4.6% APY on their Savings Connect account. So take advantage of that. Earn money on your money. Put your sinking funds into a high-yield savings account. If you don't have one, please, please, I beg of you, even if it's not with CIT, just get a high-yield savings account. But also, frugalfriendspodcast.com/CIT.
Yes. It's a savings account, not a checking account. Maybe we'll do an episode on the difference.
What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. They'll realize when they try to write their first check from it. So if you're interested in stuff like this, then we have several kind of eco-friendly episodes in our archives. Two of our favorites. Not eco-friendly, but one of our favorites, episode 379, how to get affordable quality versus cheap quantity. And that's some of the talk about reducing some of the toxins in our life, right? Is just choosing maybe more, more affordable and it's more quality. So just kind of looking out for those things. And then also episode 246, frugal home cleaning tips. We talk a lot about home stuff, scents and stuff like that. And so, honestly, the there are so many ways that if you're just trying to do this to save money, like so much of the talk about low tox life is kind of veiled as, you know, crunchy or granola, or, but so much of it is about saving money for us. And it's one of the reasons why we're so excited. We were so excited to have this conversation with Alex. She's an educator, activist, change agent. She runs Low Tox Life. She is a columnist for Wellbeing Magazine and a sought-after speaker and consultant to businesses committing to change for good. And she's just accessible and relatable. We find this is not in her bio. She is also a like master bartender. So if you need a good cocktail, maybe
she's also your girl.
Yeah, she's also your girl. So let's get into it and chat after. Alex, welcome to Frugal Friends. We are both super excited to have you on for this episode. It's just a delight. I'm so excited. Thank you for being here.
Me too. And I know we've chatted on my show, and I feel like it is so lovely to connect with communities who seem to be doing quite different things. And yet, as humans talk more to each other, you realize how many beautiful overlaps there are in the things that you care for. So it's awesome to be here today.
That's so true. I'm glad to have you. It was an honor to be on your podcast, and I'm so excited to share your wealth of wisdom. You've been doing this work for far longer than us Frugal Friends over here, which is really amazing to come across someone who has been in the space for so long talking about low tox. So thanks for being here.
Welcome.
All right. So let's start out. What do you define as low tox? Because I actually mentioned that we're interested in, like, you know, reducing chemicals. And you were like, well, you actually probably don't want to do that. And I'm like, okay, my mind's already been blown. Wait, let's record. So like, define for us what you see as a low tox life and how you see it benefiting your life.
So to do that, I'm going to try and give you the shortest backstory possible for how the whole thing came about, because I was just a regular person who was on the antibiotic merry-go-round of tonsillitis 2, 3, 4 times a year. And you take the pills and you get better for a bit and you think, oh, great, it's done. And then it's back. And then I became antibiotic resistant. So I had to look outside the box, which was quite terrifying because I'd grown up super conventional, very normal, convenience-driven 80s city family, right? And I remember a girlfriend of mine was visiting me, bringing me some soup, bless her, when I was really sick, like the pills weren't working. And she said, have you thought about seeing a naturopath? And I was like, what's that? You guys call them naturopathic physicians. Here, they're not doctor qualified. It's just a completely different health science, and while doing essentially the same thing. And so I said, no, but I found one because she really thought that she could help. And she did. She gave me this revolting tasting herbal potion, which I've now come to love, and vitamin C, zinc, and a couple of other things that are good for the immune system. And within 3 days, I was all better. And I was like, how did you do that? I didn't even take medicine. She's like, you did. It's just the kind of medicine that fortifies the body to take care of itself. And look, I am a huge fan of how incredibly advanced our crisis care system is for when the poop hits the fan and you got to save lives. I'm definitely not going to my naturopath if my arm falls off. But there is so much to be said for that side of healthcare where we are actually addressing things that might be missing in the body that are making it not operate well. And if we look at the food, the SAD diet, standard American diet, or we could swap that with standard Australian diet, it's pretty much the same, there's a lot missing. So it stands to reason that over time, our body gets less and less of what it needs to operate functionally, and let alone optimally, and we get sick. So that whole journey took me down starting to look at packets and ingredient lists. And she said, you know, it'd be really interesting. There's some research on non-celiac gluten sensitivity because I'd ruled out celiac and strep bugs overgrowing. So maybe try eliminating the gluten. 20 years ago, that was an incredibly difficult exercise. You couldn't just swap everything that you did to gluten-free versions because they didn't exist. You had to ditch packets. And that was a gift that I had no idea was a gift at the time. I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to cook everything from scratch. This is so awful. Everything has gluten in it. You know, the special up-and-go popper that I used to have, like a protein kind of shaky oat thing for breakfast. I was a bartender. You know, I'm in my mid-20s at this point. And it was just insane. So the gift was I had to learn how to cook. Then I realized, oh my gosh, everything tastes so bland. I got to figure out how to do this better. So I did. And then I thought, well, I'm not going to miss out on cake at birthdays. I'm going to figure out how to make one. I was very creative. I was winning all the bartender competitions for cocktails and working with chefs and winning awards and being flown around. I mean, it was a crazy life. Whoa. But it did Wow. give me creativity and creative license. So I just brought that over to food. And what that taught me was, oh my gosh, I'm not alone here. I was talking to friends and they're like, wow, how do you just magic up these things? It's amazing. This tastes incredible. And I realized none of my friends knew how to cook. I mean, we knew how to appropriately heat a chicken until it was safe to eat mm-hmm. and steam veggies until they were kind of gray, but we didn't know how to cook, you know? Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be an incredibly exciting time. Demystifying these packets also made me realize, well, crap, like I know that's the gluten, but what is all this other stuff? And then snowballs the education on the food system and realizing how disconnected we are from where our food comes from and how bizarre it is that we are eating all these things in packages. How does that make sense? And then, of course, the personal care piece. I'm pregnant with a giant baby and it's my baby shower and all the friends, you know, they give you those gifts and it's lovely. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at food packets. Let's have a look at what's on these things. I didn't do that in front of my friends, of course, but in a quiet time later, and I was horrified. I found these chemicals that kept coming up in the research around either endocrine disruption, so fiddling with our natural hormone signaling, or potential carcinogenic contamination. And I was like, this is babies. And then I thought, well, if it's bad for babies, isn't it bad for us too? Like we tend to like coddle little babies and then, oh, you're old enough to use the toxic stuff now. I mean, where is the logic in that? So I had always been a teacher and trainer in hospitality. I was always training huge groups of bartenders. I worked for a very large hospitality group. Before that, I was in cosmetics, always teacher, trainer, motivator, ran a whole team. And so it felt really natural to think, well, can I help here? Like, could I do something? And it was the real nascence of the blogosphere, 2009. And I just decided to start writing and sharing some simple swaps that I'd made and resources people could find. And it built community, eventually a Facebook page, and then books, podcasts, and all the things that came after that. And so Low Tox for me was a name that I came up with. Being an ex-Jenner, we're obsessed with original ideas.
When they still existed.
That had to not exist anywhere on the internet. But I thought about my values as well. And I thought about growing up as the Oprah generation. Like, you know, you'd watch Oprah if you were sick from school or on holidays. And there'd be the next celebrity protocol that you would try and ultimately fail. And I saw my mum try and fail a whole bunch of diets. And I just never wanted anyone on my watch to feel like they were trying and failing and had this shame spiral going on, trying to be perfect according to someone on the internet. I just did not want to add to the stress of you know, living our best lives and actually living our best lives, not pretending to. And so Low Tox for me made space for people to define that as what you want to do, where you're at, how it looks for you. I didn't want to be, oh, you have to DIY it, like do it yourself, or, you know, you're not doing low tox. Conversely, I didn't want it to always have to be about buying brands, because a lot of people do want to make things and love that creativity. So I wanted a lot of flexibility and the realization that no tox doesn't exist. And, you know, it's just, I felt like progress rather than perfection was my real goal. So that's how it was all born.
Beautiful. I can commiserate with what you're describing in different aspects of your journey, what had led you to then be looking at the ingredients of things and demystifying. I think that word in particular stands out to me. It's been also a part of my journey in being better in the kitchen, is just kind of demystifying what's in condiments, what are some of the basics of cooking, and to realize, oh, I don't have to get all of the salad dressings and mayo and spreads in bottled plastic form. Like, I can make it myself, and every single time it's tasting better than what's coming in the bottle, which then is leading to understanding of these different products that are used to keep it shelf stable that I don't totally need, and it's not going to be that great for my body. But in all of this, something that I've realized is it feels like so much to have to learn and educate myself on. Like, I've become more interested in tea and herbs and the benefits it can have and things that I can do when I'm sick just to help my immune system. But it also feels like I'm opening Pandora's box into this world of
it can,
what 100%. Can I, what's believable, what is true and right, how much do I actually have to know, what's going to be right for me? And so with all of this, what would you say to somebody, either from your own journey or what you've come to understand now, like steps to take in understanding your own journey of low tox? And are there things you might have done differently? Like, what could someone benefit from your expertise? And this feels overwhelming, but I'm interested.
Yeah, no, I think I can do it. Okay, so funny story. Of course, I had been researching things since I had to go gluten-free, which was, 2007? So that's a while ago now. I think it might have been, around then. And I therefore got to do everything bit by bit. I therefore got to just bring in a little thing, try another thing, research another thing. Ooh, tooth floss, Teflon coated, a shocker. Let's see if there's one that isn't. There isn't. There is. There's actually four brands. Brilliant. And, you know, formulating that into a blog. And then once I'd gotten that habit underway and changed it, moved on to the next thing. So my advice is do the same. Do not make the mistake, as I did when I launched Go Low Tox, which is our signature program, of calling it, and I'm still ashamed to this day that I called this program this, 30 Days to Your Low Tox Life. It's not 30 days. I realized how important, as an educator, positive psychology was in that round, because people legitimately thought that they were going to have to do it all in 30 days. Mm-hmm. And we had to have like a team meeting, an emergency meeting, me and 360 women, to say, please, this is 30 days to receiving all the information you need. The actual building of a low tox life is probably more, you're looking at a decade. Relax. You know, if you just bought your new mattress last year and right now you've discovered that it's, you know, a spring mattress, or it's got petroleum memory foam or what, it that doesn't mean, oh my gosh, we're going to die, I need to swap the mattress today, what a waste. There's always something you can do. And in that example, just in case anyone is actually in that boat right now and is thinking, is my mattress trying to kill me? It's what you sleep against that's really important. So could you get a cotton mattress protector? And then you're sleeping against a natural fiber. Could you get a cotton mattress topper or wool or a latex? And then you're sleeping against something much cheaper than the mattress replacement, but it's a beautiful natural fiber. Just as an example, there's always different levels of making swaps in this game. So as we relax into what that then looks like on an individual level, it becomes much easier. And I will also say, you're thinking about your makeup, your skincare, your cleaning products, your laundry products, your bedroom products, linens, clothes. I mean, on and on we could go. There's 22 topics in that course. Never mind EMFs, molds, like bigger deal things around your home. And so the question is, what are you excited to work on? What do you want and really need to work on perhaps? Start there and absolutely forget every other category exists. Don't worry about it. You have to start where you want to start and where you feel naturally like you want to prioritize rather than playing to someone else's rules, because you're always going to feel like a failure playing someone else's rules.
That's so helpful. I'm also hearing that your reason for entry and interest in low tox is valuable too. Like, and I don't maybe necessarily need to know all the things about low tox that you do, Alex, depending on my lifestyle and the things that I'm going through and experiencing, finding answers that are unique to my situation. I will say for me, some of my interest in this topic is first beginning with money saving, to be honest. It's, oh my goodness, I do not want to spend another $22 on laundry detergent because I always buy the big one. And yet it's so expensive. And I also really hate waste. I hate food waste and I just hate all other kinds of waste too. And so I'm hating to throw out this big, bulky plastic thing that I know I'm not going to be able to really recycle well because it's still full of such dense soap. This is such a long example, but this is what led me to, why can't I make my own? Why can't I demystify laundry detergent? It can't be that complicated. Turns out it's not. And here I am DIYing my laundry detergent, which then led me to DIY my dishwashing detergent, DIY. What else am I DIYing? So many things. But it's because it was primarily because of money. I just don't want to spend the money. And then I don't want to be throwing away the plastic. And now I'm realizing, oh, and there's also like some benefits to me as well here that I'm not engaging in some of these chemicals and or in toxins that I don't want to be having, that I don't need to have on my clothes and in my home.
100%. It doesn't always mean you have to swap a purchased thing for a purchased thing. It's kind of like when you go gluten-free, right? Or you go organic, let's just say. And people who think, yeah, I really want to do this. And if you go from the regular Oreos, because that's what you eat for snacks, not ideal, but if that's where you're at, and then you switch to the organic Oreos, which is just crazy that the world has organic Oreos, but they do, it's going to be more expensive. If you switch from the packet cheesy puffs and you get the gluten-free cheesy puffs, it's going to be more expensive. There's a tax on gluten-free and organic in processed food. There's way less of a tax on switching from processed food to produce and starting to actually eat less snacks that never fill us up anyway, and actually investing that money into meals. You know, like I laughed when you guys were on my show about giving my son chili con carne on toast for breakfast because that's what there was and it needed eating. But the reality is he's had this fantastic high fiber, high protein, healthy fats breakfast. He had some avocado on top. That is going to carry him through to lunch. He does not get recess food because he doesn't need it. He feels great right through. If it wasn't going to be the chili con carne, it was going to be the three eggs. And like a lot of people think, gosh, how can you eat that much at breakfast? It's like, well, it's way cheaper than then providing two different packets and a thing of crudités and all the extra stuff that would take to fill him up till lunchtime otherwise. So when it comes to things like personal care and cleaning products and home products, people think, oh, you know, I have to switch my air freshener and my scented candles and my fabric softener for the organic or the essential oil-based solutions, actually you could, here's a crazy idea, but you could actually just stop using all of that stuff. Don't even need to swap. I know.
I know. When you listed all that up, I'm like, I just don't even use that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know either.
Like that, you know, people are using like the little toilet duck thing that you hook into your toilet because we can't handle natural smells in our modern world anymore. Like, well, if someone's done a poop and you use that thing, you can still tell there's been a poop lately. It's just covered up with a fake fragrance. Like, just let it happen. It'll be gone in 10 minutes. It's fine. We're not going to die. People poop. I just think we have created so many so-called solutions for problems we actually never had. And when it comes to the low-tox game, it is about identifying those and actually letting go of a lot of stuff that we used to buy. I mean, who needs a $50 scented candle? How do they get the apple and cinnamon into the candle? Ask yourself. It ain't by crushing apples and grinding cinnamon. It's not. It's very, very processed. And those chemicals are hormone disruptive to us. So say goodbye.
Oh. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet.
Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
This is Jonathan Strickland from TechStuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
We've been there, done that with overpriced wireless providers and their fine print contracts. But with Mint Mobile, their wireless plans are just $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's it. No catch.
Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet, sweet savings directly to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
So you can say bye-bye to that overpriced phone plan you've been using and bring your own phone, your same number, and all your contacts with you right on over to any Mint Mobile plan.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/frugal. That's mintmobile.com/frugal. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/frugal. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I want to stay on this topic of what are the like financial benefits you've seen by switching to a low tox life. So we covered a little bit about, you know, the groceries, the food waste. We could always go more there. The home cleaning products, just totally eliminating like stuff. Let's go, like, what other financial, like, money saving benefits you've seen directly, but also if you've seen any indirectly.
Ooh, interesting. Well, obviously going low tox, one tends to have less hormone problems from what I can see. I have seen people's fertility challenges disappear. Now, I'm not promising that. I can't, of course. But I can't tell you the amount of people who've signed up to Preconception Ninja or Go Low Tox thinking, oh, I've just got to try something. I've got to feel like I'm doing something here. A dietitian I met in a conference, I just had this gut feel. She had this sadness about her that she was just going to stop trying with her husband. They'd done 3 rounds of IVF. And I said, look, I have this course. I feel really drawn to just give it to you. Like, just let me just give you a login and password. Just try, because I feel like there's a sadness around this ending for you rather than I've made the decision and it's happening. And so if there's a sadness, there's still a desire. And if there's a stone unturned, maybe I can help you. She goes off. She does it. She pops up in the Facebook group about 6 months later. And she's pregnant, and it was a natural pregnancy. And there was one household item she was using that she was really, really addicted to and they had in their home. It was one of those fresh air systems. They had a dog, and the smell of dog in like wet seasons, just couldn't handle it. She got rid of that. And then there was one thyroid test that her doctor hadn't run for her, a more advanced kind of panel, from one of the doctors in the program. And those two things she attributes to just being the two pieces that were stressing her body out to the point where it didn't feel safe to fall pregnant. So it just kept rejecting pregnancy. The founder of the College of Environmental Sciences here had 10 miscarriages, realized it was actually the smart meter that was on the other side of her bedroom wall that she slept near. And then removed the smart meter and fell pregnant and kept the baby to term. So there are just so many environmental pieces that have crazy benefits when you think about like our life goals. Like if you want to be a parent, not everybody has to want that. That's not what I'm saying. But if you did, and if it was freaking expensive going through and the heartache of going through those rounds and did it take, and like, I'm not saying it would work for everybody, but I have been invited to babies' birthday parties as the lady who got them pregnant. I mean, I'm just a health coach. I bring together a lot of scientists and doctors, but I just help people make some pretty basic changes and get the information they need. That is my job. And like, imagine just ditching all the things that stress your body out. Synthetic fragrance is a huge environmental stress in our homes. And what does that look like? It's the fabric softener, the scented candles, the fresh air systems we're told we need when we could actually open the window, the reeds, all the things, the perfume right there on our throats and wrists. I could go on. What if we just decided, I'm just going to try and do without that? And my favorite experiment is you box it all up and you chuck it in your garage. You don't need to throw it out. Just try and live for 2 weeks without those things. And just use a plain bar soap in your shower and for washing your hands. Most people then, when I issue them the challenge to bring it all back and use it all back on the same day, end up with headaches, an asthma attack, just feeling awful and a bit nauseous and feeling like they can't breathe well. And it's because you've finally taken all of that stuff out of your environment. You've never known an environment without it. So your body's never really noticed that it was toxic, and you bring it all back in and you go, whoa, this is a lot. I can really notice it now. And then you become that person who notices it at your friend's house when they're running the dryer and the cuddly spring fresh kind of fabric softener smell is permeating. I mean, it's estimated that that represents a huge percentage of indoor air pollution, just the fabric softener alone. So I think there's you would be saving $20-$30 a month by not using all that kind of stuff, at least. And then that's something you can reinvest, as you ladies both put it so well, into something you really love. And then the unintended beneficial consequences could be consequences you didn't even realize. Like, could your kid have less severe asthma attacks? Could, you know, you end up not having a migraine problem and needing NSAIDs and other forms of medical care to address that? So there are a lot of things that are stressing our bodies out that when you remove them, yeah, it helps your hip pocket, but it could end up helping you in ways you didn't even sign up for initially. You thought, yeah, let's save some money. It's like, hold on, I don't get headaches anymore. I remember I left the cosmetics industry because I had this sense of feeling allergic to it at the time. That's the only way I could describe it. But it was more about being there and moving into a more senior role, and administration is so not my bag. So I left. And when I left that industry, in retrospect, I left the world of headaches and migraines and buying a full packet of painkillers every single month to address that, which never mind the effects on your liver and your hormones and all that jazz. So the benefits are worth being curious about how it might look for you. That's what I can say.
Knowing the landscape of just people's understanding and willingness to try different things, or certain things sounding like they're going to go in a certain direction, I imagine that this could kind of stir up this, what's being said? We have such this binary between science and kind of anything else,
yeah.
You want to try and pursue and try out. And it's reminding me my background is in social work, and we would a lot of times talk about, and within texts, the medical model, and not trying to make any sort of like political or otherwise statement about it. They were just describing the medical model views humans in this way. And it's there. Somebody comes with a singular problem and we treat that singular problem. And yet it kind of is to the exclusion of the whole person. And so, yes, there's going to be lots of different opinions on that, but I am certainly tracking with you on this idea that it doesn't have to be either or. It can be both and. There can be all of this whole person taken into consideration about environment and experiences and circumstances, medicines and herbs, and to recognize that many medicines are herbs or based off of our understanding of herbs. Like, we only came upon the type of medication that we have now within the past 50 to 100 years. And before was what you could find from the earth. And so,
and I have an interesting story on that.
Yeah.
Can I share it quickly?
Yeah,
because
it
speaks to exactly what you've just said about most medicines being derived. So we went on, I'm really passionate about, if you get to live somewhere that was once an indigenous place, you need to learn that culture and respect it. Like, that is a given for me if you are on ancestral lands. And we are here in Australia, you guys are too. And I know different people have different feelings. People get triggered because of the way they were brought up in a certain way, and I get that. But at least paying respects and learning about that culture, I think, is a really nice, well, we can all say that that would be a lovely thing to do. So we go with this Aboriginal guide, and we're walking along the coastline, and he's pointing out different plants. And I'm a nerd. I'm a science nerd. I literally interview doctors every week. I love it. And so I was that question person in the group who was like, so why? And then what is it in the plant? He's like, unfortunately, I can't actually say. And I was like, why can't you say? And he said, because we found that pharmaceutical companies were sending research agents to our Indigenous tours to try and find out what we were using and why, to then take back into being able to turn it into chemical forms. And I was like, whoa, okay. Now, he had no need to tell me that. There was no financial benefit to him explaining that, but he felt really compelled to just share what he could as to why he couldn't be more generous with his information. And I was incredibly sad about that. And I think it's just a reality of the world we live in. I love modern medicine. I love how we can save people's lives. And I think there's just so much incredible science there. And there's also so much incredible science in other areas of science that bizarrely we get told are non-science. Like, that's just weird to me. Yeah. I really love a world where we can just recognize the awesomeness of all of it for what it is.
There is a radical middle. And in another life, I was an acupuncturist. That is what my degree is in. And I considered going to naturopathic medical school.
Our listeners are learning just how hippy-dippy we all are.
I know, right?
I know, it's all coming out. But I feel like it's my bartender days where people would just kind of tell me everything.
Say everything.
Yeah. I love it. But like, even when I was practicing acupuncture, we always looked to hold the tension. It was never just herbal medicine and acupuncture was the way. It's always about holding the tension between what can Western medicine give me and what can it not? And what can other types of, you know, healthcare give me and what can they not? And we say the same thing about spending. So it's just opening up and finding the boundaries and, the benefits to all of these things.
Yeah. And with that, I think I can appreciate your pregnancy example, because there are certainly people who have diagnosable, visible reasons that the parts aren't there, the parts aren't working, they're not going to work. And that's that.
Of course.
But if, you know, this is happening and there's no real reason that can be pinpointed, even the medical community will say that your stress levels, your sleep, what you're eating are going to play into your chances of pregnancy. So then also, why not potentially the things that are in the environment as well? And what else can be considered in all of this that for some reason or another has been so shielded from us, but also has been sold to us as safe, ingest it, breathe it, wear it. And only now are we kind of like, okay, but are the things that worked in the 50s still what with
they
we
really
know
work?
Now something
there's,
we want to be
so
perpetuating?
Many things people did in the 50s that didn't age well.
It's such a good point. And when I give talks, my question to a parent audience is often, okay, put your hands up if you remember when you were a kid, more than one kid in your class who had allergies, eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, hives, asthma. And like one hand, two hands might go up. And this is like parents who, let's say, around 40, so they were at school in the 90s. And then I say, now think of now and your kids now and organizing a birthday party. And how many kids do you now know who have allergies, asthma, psoriasis, dermatitis, hives, food allergies? And all the room's hands go up. And so that's just a 20, 30 year difference. And we have to look at what we've changed in 20, 30 years. Like when I was a kid and I went to McDonald's on the weekend, my fries were fried in beef tallow until about 1984. My kid, if they wanted to go to McDonald's, which I'm sincerely try and avoid, but I have a, you know, we do what we do most of the time so we can go with the flow some of the time philosophy, which is that social cohesion overlap often where you're just like, if you're at a friend's house and that's what they're doing, don't panic. You know, the bookends of what we're doing are really good at home. Like, it's okay. But the reality is that fry has up to 19 ingredients in it. That fry represents potatoes that are sprayed with a herbicide so potent that the farmers have to stay inside their house for days before they can come out and it's safe to breathe the air again. So it's a very different world that we are in today. Our microbiomes are kind of a bit stuffed, and that's what we pass on to our kids. And so it stands to reason that we need to then start tending to what humans need to feel healthy, and they need to not be so stressed out. And that includes not just our thoughts and how much we're trying to pack in a day and all of that stuff, which of course is really valid, but it also includes the things in our environment and the things we're putting in our mouths that are really confusing our biology and stressing it out. So
yeah,
for me, it's really just about like thinking, okay, where do I feel comfortable starting? What do I want to remove? What am I excited about looking into? It doesn't have to be doom and gloom. It's actually an incredibly exciting journey if you start where you're excited to start. Like if you love makeup, start there and go, oh, I wonder what I can find and I wonder what might be different out there. And I wonder if I went to, like, I know when I went to LA, there was this beautiful store called Credo, I think. And I think they're online as well, giving them a shout out, or Cat Beauty. There's some beautiful US places. But even now, low tox is quite accessible. You'll probably find some great natural brands in Target. It's really not what it once was in terms of like either super, super hippie or super alchemist expensive potions. There's like a ton of stuff in between now. It's quite exciting.
I appreciate your approach to this, Alex, especially because you've been in it so long. It can be easy probably for someone like yourself to kind of forget the common person. But
oh,
I don't
no,
get
I
that
forget.
Sense from you.
No.
And there's not this message of fear either. There's a recognition of, okay, here's what's going to happen if I eat these McDonald's fries. But you're also not so fearful about what might be out there trying to get you, your mattress is trying to kill you. Like, that's not what you're saying.
I think, and I mean, like, stress will kill you faster than any like environmental toxin. It really
Amen.
Will.
Yeah.
And so we have to approach this with joy and curiosity. Maybe you have a really pressing health challenge that is quite stressful. I've had mold toxicity and illness, for example. I would never wish that on the person I like the least in the world. And I don't really hate people, but if I did, I would never wish it on them. And I think there's that balance of, okay, you really need to do some very urgent work to get better or to get out of your house or whatever. Or you're the person who's recognized that this stuff doesn't make sense to use in the quantities and ways that we're using them, and you're excited to see what you might phase out and change. And both groups are completely valid situations, and recognizing and honoring where you're at is really important. And then start with what you're excited about. I can't say it enough, and I can't say enough what I said just earlier, which is we do what we do most of the time to go with the flow some of the time. Leave a part where you just throw caution to the wind and go with the moment. Have the fish and chips and don't worry about the vegetable oil because you're with your friends on the beach and it's summer and it's such a special moment. Mm. You know, don't worry about why that ice cream is so blue that your kid is eating across from you at the party if they're otherwise healthy. Like, obviously, if you have a kid with a neurodivergence or an allergy, you need to be more mindful. There are also a lot of kids who can handle the odd knock if they're having a good, healthy breakfast and dinner, and it's okay. And I think as soon as we relax into that, you know, our bodies are pretty amazing detoxifying machines. It's just that we're giving the onslaught of crap 24/7 right now, and that's what we need to address. And then that looks different for everybody based on what your curiosity and interests are.
Beautiful and well said. Mm-hmm. And speaking of starting with what excites you and leaning into it,
leaning in
that.
This is so healthy and so pure.
The bill of the week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the bill of the week.
I'm excited. Tell me, Alex. I've heard about this.
Oh gosh, every week we yell at our guests to share with us their bill of the week, and we leave it vague. because we really want you to be able to flex your creativity. And as like a bartending champion,
I know it's quite a checkered past, I've got to say, but everyone's got a story, right?
I love it. We would love to hear your bill for the week.
My bill of the week was my son, his godmother, who's my bestie, and I went and saw a show, and we saw Anne Juliet, which is out in Australia now. They're doing a production, and apparently it's won like Tony Awards, and it's totally cleaned up in the in the Broadway world, over your side of the world. And I love musical theatre, and this is kind of like this mashup between Shakespeare and pop music, Max Martin's pop music. And so it's a rework of what happened after Romeo committed suicide, and then like what Juliet does to move through that grief and become like her best girl champion. Like, it's super modern and fun. And then every time a pop music's lyrics accurately fit into the story, they break out into that song and sing it. It's so weird and excellent and just fun and joyful. I think we need a whole lot more of that, just total escapist joy for joy's sake. And I got the playbill. That's my bill of the week. Like, you know, when you get to look,
that's the playbill,
and you go, you know, and they've put in the extra for that character tonight. And, oh, wow, they were in this. That's my bill of the week.
Oh my gosh. Well, beautiful. I think there's an extra bill in there that it's, you know, off of like a Billy Shakespeare story, right? Mm-hmm. I love it.
And
so
a bill
many
you don't mind paying for, buying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do more of what you love.
Enjoy. Oh, yes. Wow. There's so much here, and you are our first to weave in a playbill. Mm. And I especially love you as a Gen,
Gen X.
You love that.
I love that you tried for Y first. That was very diplomatic.
I'm like, what is it? What is it?
I'm definitely X. I'm 48.
Oh, well. Well done. You were original. You gave us
the
first
you
play
did.
Bill.
You did it.
And if any of you listening have a bill you want to submit, even though it probably won't be original, somebody else has done it before.
That's okay with us.
But what hasn't been done before is a person named Bill calling us. So please do that. But also any other bill that you want to talk about, frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. We are so looking forward to hearing it.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet.
Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial. And now it's time for
the lightning round. Pew, pew.
That was totally organic sound effects.
Nice. I didn't pick it.
Yeah, all natural right there. So for our lightning round question, we will all answer this one. Your simple and low-cost strategy for a low-tox home. So something home-related. Alex, what's...
I've got it. Replace your dishwashing liquid, hand washing liquid in the kitchen, hand washing liquid in the bathroom, body gel with bar soap. And for the dishwashing liquid people who go, I ain't going to get one of those little cages and the scrubby thing, and that's not me. I'm not a homemaker. I'm not a crunchy mom. Like that whole thing, if you've just rejected that idea straight up, you can actually cube up your bar soap, let it sit in water for about 4 hours, and then just put it on a gentle blend and it makes a soap cream, and you can use that to wash your dishes.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big fan.
Lisa Bronner taught me that one from Dr. Bronner's. Yeah.
Oh, OG.
I got to imagine it's not just any kind of bar soap, right?
Like Dr. what Bronner's kind of is bar? A good brand.
Okay.
A good olive oil soap. Like if you go to a farmer's market, there's always a stallholder who makes natural soaps in their little home shed, and then they come to the markets. Like you can support someone uber local like that. But yeah, if you were buying a commercial one from say a Whole Foods or your health shop or organic grocer, then Dr. Bronner's is everywhere.
You did not ask for this and I did not prepare you for this, but since it's the one you chose for your lightning round, I do have a follow-up question. follow-up lightning striking twice. My husband cannot stand soap. Yeah, well done. He can't stand soap that doesn't sud, and that's his number one complaint of these low tox soap solutions, is that it doesn't suds up.
Does the husband have any skin issues? How's his skin?
Okay, fine.
It's fine. No, never gets eczema, dermatitis, hives, nothing like that. No. So I would make the soap cream because that subs up.
Okay. Just that that water situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dissolving.
So
in
cube
water.
Up like right. one, think of like, you know, the rectangle.
Yeah.
And in half and then in whatever to make eight little cubes, and then put it in a jar of water, say like 0.5 liter, and then put that in a blender on low after, because it really will just either like it'll overflow otherwise, and put that in a little pump bottle and see how you go. But that should be, that gives you that like really clean kind of bath gel vibe minus all the ingredients that in the end can cause things like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, which can hit you. Like if you're just in a stressful period and you're using those sorts of chemicals, it can just be the thing that snaps because that system in the body is weaker at that time. So yeah, you don't want to put the thing that creates the suds is sodium lauryl sulfate. Really good for cleaning clothes and dishes, not good for putting on your skin.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jill, I want you to go next.
I've been catapulted into this journey.
You
because
truly have.
I don't want to spend money unnecessarily on things that just don't feel super valuable to me. And I love a good DIY. So for me, I don't buy candles, fragrances. I DIY my cleaners now. I started to, which I'm realizing can cross over into everything. So it's not money wasted to be buying baking soda because it's what I can also clean the glass in my shower with. And then as far as like what I consume, beginning to buy more local produce where I can kind of understand the practices of the farm and that kind of a thing. But I am that person who I can't even walk down the laundry detergent aisle at the grocery store. Like, it's so overwhelming to me. And you were talking about perfumes. Like, I don't wear perfumes. It's hard for me to be around fragrances, which does stink because I also am one who is allergic to cats and dogs. So it just precludes me from being able to go to anybody's house ever. Like, if they're doing laundry, if they're burning a candle, if they have pets, I'm just like, yeah, I'm the one who.
Yeah,
I
let's meet at the restaurant. Let's anymore. Get an outdoor table. That's that's always good for the sensitive peeps.
Yes. Yeah. For me, it's definitely fragrance, like body fragrances. But I didn't do that by choice. Actually, my husband hates them, and so I stopped wearing them. And then after so long of not wearing them, found that they bothered me. We actually went to somebody's house. I don't know if you were there, but they had like some kind of oil, some kind of diffuser going. And it just by the end of the night gave me a headache. And so we don't have like any scents going off in our home either, just because, again, it's a money thing. Honestly, I just don't like want to spend money on them. I do love candles, though. Candles,
well,
I love. I don't burn them often.
Switch to beeswax and just keep them sparing for when you really love that vibe.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you'll agree with this, Alex, but something I have done is just kind of like boil different things that I want their aromas, like cloves or...
That's what the grandmas did. They put all the sticks, different spices.
That kind of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
you want
absolutely.
The smell.
Yeah.
Then cook the food.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I
keep
think
cooking.
My favorite hack is my all-purpose cleaner is just, and I know this isn't like totally low tox, but or is no tox, but like a teaspoon of dish soap with water. And I clean literally
and
everything
you could,
with that.
So your thing could then be like, what could be the low-tox version of the dish soap? Could you get a Castile soap? That kind of thing.
That's also an option.
Castile soap, I clean the floor with one teaspoon and water, the countertops, multi-purpose spray, the bathroom. I think I use, Castile soap for most things. It's pretty versatile. And then just to give everybody what is it with the fragrance? Can I give them the nerdy reason we really want to ditch these?
Yeah, go for it.
Just, I know we're nearly done, but it is the phthalates. PHTHALATES for the nerds who are going to want to go and research it like me. I'm totally that person. And phthalates are a sticky plasticizer compound that make things stick. So in fragrance technology, it makes that fragrance last and last. And so it's why you give your friend a hug after the yoga class, you have coffee, and then you go off and do your day, and then your hair like kind of goes in the wind and you smell their deodorant or perfume again, like, but 8 hours later. So that stickiness and this endocrine disruptive activity that these phthalates have can actually, they've been shown to block or mimic natural estrogen signaling in the body. And I don't know a lady who doesn't find it hard enough to balance their hormones on the best day of the month, let alone having other stuff coming in trying to confuse the show. So if you know you're always thinking, God, I've got period problems and this is wrong and headaches, and like, try the fragrance ditching. I mean, what have we got to lose, right? And it can be quite transformative.
Yeah, it's low risk. It's money
saving. It's money saving, yes.
And, you know, if it don't work, just you can always add it back in. So,
yes.
Man, Alex, thank you so, so, so much for this conversation. And if people are interested in more low tox life, where can they find you?
Funny, it's called Low Tox Life. Everything. So because I did it first, everything that's low tox life, those three words like that, it's me. So the podcast is called Low Tox Life, the website, lowtoxlife.com. And then from the website, you'll find everything. Books are both on Amazon. Yeah.
Yay. Well done. And thanks for being with us, Alex.
Such a pleasure chatting with you both.
What a good one.
Yes. I'm glad. So that was a long, long one.
It's hard to wrap
up. But we had, I mean, I think we just, it was for us such like a fun conversation to have. And so we hope that you left encouraged to find the one thing you love and see if there's a way that you can simplify it by taking out some of the ingredients.
Yeah, we even talk about that being a benefit of low tox, but the simplification that can happen as a result. Like, I don't have tons of cleaning products. I have two now because it works in a variety of different ways. So there's so many benefits. So when you kind of start with an area that excites you or excites you to solve a problem, and who knows where it can develop from there. And no matter how you're entering into that journey. So
yeah,
really grateful for that combo.
Yes. Or a place that you feel overwhelmed. Yeah. Cleaning products, honestly, are a place I feel overwhelmed. And that's where I will be going next. So thank you so much for listening. We love, love, love reading your kind reviews. And we especially love this one from Akjuwikx. They say, love this, happens to be 5 stars. And they say, thanks, ladies, for being the best frugal friends I have. Glad to be it.
Akjuwikx. It's written in a way that might seem to indicate we're the only frugal friends you have. And that's, you know, where I'm here for it. Here for the 5 stars.
Or maybe
here
we're
for the
just
love.
The best.
Okay,
we're
could
just
be.
The best.
Well, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate that review. If any of you who are currently enjoying this show also want to take a minute to leave us a kind review telling us that we're the best friends that you ever had, we'd love that. But truly, it does help other people find this podcast, know if it's right for them. So we do appreciate every single rating and review we get that are good. We love the good ones.
Amen. See you next time.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
Well, Jen, what's your first step?
Well, it'll definitely be the cleaning products. I have dabbled in natural cleaning solutions, but I go back and forth. Like, I'm not a great cleaner, so I think that the chemicals will help me, and then they don't. They just reiterate, you are bad at this.
Yeah.
So I've bought tools. I've bought a steam cleaner.
I was just going to say
that. And that has actually made me feel alive again.
Okay.
In that it works. Like, it's natural and it works. It makes me feel like I know how to clean.
That's so funny because I was just going to reference a steam cleaner being my low tox fail. I just did buy a steam cleaner on clearance thinking, oh yeah, this is going to get me the clean I want. And it's not going to require any chemicals. And it just didn't do a dang thing. And I had to go back and re-clean.
No,
I know.
So
am
sorry.
I doing it wrong? I don't know. But I already boxed it up and I'm going to return it. I'm going to get my money back.
Okay.
Even though it was clearance.
As you should.
But I'm so glad it's working for you.
Yeah. No. Well, our standards of clean might also be different. So take my successes with a grain of salt.
I will say also the steam really stressed Eric out. He was like, this is way too much moisture to be putting into the house. We can't be having this. I got to turn on the dehumidifiers and all of the mini splits.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Like, this can really cause damage to the life of our baseboards and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So, I kept it in the bathroom, though. I actually did. I kept it on tile.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. We'll see. Okay. We're on a journey. We're going to fail.
Yeah.
Probably more often than not.
We do. It is more often than not. Yeah.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.